From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. House Speaker David Ralston says he supports a statewide lockdown to curb the spread of coronavirus. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has opted to leave that decision up to local jurisdictions, as some communities are hard hit while others have no reported cases. Speaking on GPB's Political Rewind on Friday, Ralston said a stay-at-home order for everyone is better than a patchwork of regulations.
A crisis like this does not end at the county line or at the city limit sign. I mean, it truly encompasses the entire state.
As of noon Friday, there are at least 2,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in more than 100 Georgia counties. In reality, that number is likely higher due to a lag in testing and reporting. At least 64 Georgians have died from the virus. Over 150 Georgia National Guard members have been deployed to support medical staff fighting COVID-19. This includes two teams at Phoebe Putney Memorial Hospital in Albany. The Georgia National Guard is also providing 5 ventilators to the hospital. The governor authorized the activation of up to 2,000 Georgia National Guard members earlier this month. Dougherty County's largest hospital, Phoebe Putney Memorial, has reached capacity. Here's Chief Medical Officer Steve Kitchen speaking at a press conference Thursday.
We have been forced to be in the position, patients who are coming into our emergency room, and particularly if they need an intensive care bed, we don't have a bed available.
Kitchen says several other hospitals in the region have agreed to take in overflow patients who can't be treated locally. GPB is your essential source for coronavirus information in Georgia. Find all of our local reporting at gpb.org/virus. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.